be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
Through Time and the Stars, written by Jai Kobayashi Goma and Megan Darg. Produced by Be Here. Episode 2. Mars Shuttlecraft H2G2 Passenger Area. Within the sleek, white interior of the shuttlecraft, four passengers are sat in silence, each wearing identical jumpsuit uniforms with their names stitched onto their breast pocket, and each preoccupied with handheld devices. Max, a young gender-fluid anarchist, is reading a copy of The Non-Binary Eunuch. Trent Montgomery is perusing a selection of this year's hot new weaponry offers on the big, hot weapons hypernet. Alice is pretending to watch the old 20th century rom-com, but is spending most of her time looking over at Trent, adoringly. Dave is playing Super Mario Kart 5000.
Trent, show me the top 5 grenade launchers of dynamic full auto capacity.
I can't believe you named your AI Trent.
I think it's sweet.
I think it's narcissistic.
I honestly can't think of a better name. It's a powerful name.
He's right. I've always thought that...
It's a name which just screams intelligence and manliness.
Yes! Level 1,242. Go on!
Perhaps I should have called my AI Dave.
The room reverts to silence as each passenger returns their attention to their own device, apart from Alice, who's still using it for cover as she gazes over at Trent. Time Vortex. Daisy is being tossed by the raging universe, and it appears she might soon vomit onto the machine's display of knobs and levers. Then there's an almighty explosion of noise as the machine crashes into something at great speed. And Daisy is slammed against the machine's brass casing and is knocked unconscious. Mars Shuttlecraft H2G2 Passenger Area. The peaceful tranquility of the room is shattered when the entire ship is rocked by an enormous crash. The passengers are thrown from their seats, collapsing onto the gleaming metal floor.
What in thunderation was that?
Ow! I think I've broken my arm.
Oh. Anybody order a pizza?
It came from the baggage room.
All four race to the doorway leading to the baggage room, pressing the emergency open panel. The door lets out a pneumatic hiss, then rolls open.
Well, blow me.
Mars Shuttlecraft H2G2 Baggage Room. Daisy comes to find herself in a bright room, white walls lit by bright white lights. As she looks around, she sees the full scope of the damage caused by the crashing of the machine. Over half of this white room has been destroyed, with the mangled remains of the machine fused to the smooth metallic white walls and floor. Occasional sparks spit out from the jumbled mess of machine, wall, floor, melange. Daisy drags herself to a standing position, feeling drowsy and unsteady on her feet. She's bruised, and there's blood seeping from a wound on her forehead. She reaches out a hand to the wall to steady herself. That's when she sees the group of people watching her from the doorway.
I'm so sorry. I seem to have crashed right through your wall. Messed myself up good and proper and all I have. I got caught in the knobs and things, see? I don't know. It all went a bit crazy there for a bit, but it must have sent me flying right through the wall. It's not my fault, really. It was the old codger next door. This is his contraption. You ask him, he'll tell you. Maisie, my poor sister must be worried sick. Well, I need to get back to her, make sure she's all right. Well, come with me if you like. The odd man will back up my story, I'm telling you.
Come with you?
Sure. I won't run off or nothing, I promise. I just need to check on my sister, check she's okay.
Come with you where?
Next door, of course. Where did you think I come from?
Next door? God, blimey! Anyone would think you were the one to go bang to the noggin.
Miss... Daisy, miss. I'm Daisy. My sister's Maisie. Well, I don't know the old codger's name. I only just met him.
Well, hello, Daisy. My name's Alice.
Pleased to meet you, Alice. You too, gents, sirs.
Daisy, you say you came from next door.
Yes, miss.
I'm afraid that's not possible. You see, where we are, there is no next door.
I don't follow, miss.
Alice gently takes Daisy's hand and leads her to a small porthole. Daisy is unsure of what to do, but Alice motions to her to take a look. Daisy takes a look. Then a confused look back at Alice. Then another through the porthole. Then a final, frightened turn to Alice.
Oh, my lord.
Indeed. So, if our ship's readouts are accurate, and I've no reason to believe they're not, then we're approximately 73 million miles from Earth and a little over 75 million miles from Mars. Which begs the question.
Beg pardon?
I'm asking how it is that you crashed into our shuttlecraft, causing rather substantial damage, I should add, in the strangest ship I've ever seen, millions of miles into space. It's not too much to ask, is it? And to be brutally honest, I don't want to hear another word about you having just popped in from next door.
Easy there, Alice. The poor thing's already frightened. And look, she's wounded. She's obviously just disoriented. Now, don't you worry yourself. I'll print you a nice cup of tea, and you'll be as right as rain in no time.
Mars Shuttlecraft H2 G2 Passenger Area. Dave leads Daisy into the passenger area, seating her before heading across to the food printer.
Tea, milk, hot, please.
The unit swiftly prints a mug of hot tea, which Dave takes to Daisy, handing it to her before sitting down beside her.
There you go. Now don't you worry about Alice. Her bark's a lot worse than her bite.
Thank you, sir.
Sir? Call me Dave, because, well, that's my name, right? And you're Daisy, yes?
Yes, sir.
Dave.
Dave. Sorry, it's just... I don't quite... I was just next door with Maisie, and...
It's okay, just take your time. No rush. You look like you've had quite the adventure. Why don't I get you something for that cut and those bruises? Minor wound medikit, please. Do you mind? May I? So, why don't you start at the beginning?
Well, Maisie and me, we were looking for a place to stay for the night, what with it being winter and all. I mean, the snow was in for the night, so we...
Snow? What the... Oh, sorry, I'm interrupting. Continue, please.
Like I said, what with the snow and everything, we needed a place out of the cold.
Across the room, the others are watching the conversation intently, listening to the strange girl's recounting of her story at a discreet distance.
Do you think she's mad?
I don't know, but I think she's dangerous. She could have killed us, crashing into us like that. We have designated flight routes for a reason, you know.
Maybe she's just lost.
I'm going to have to file a report. I'm not paying for the repairs. Did you see what she did to the baggage area?
Yes, you should. I'll help you write it if you like. Maybe later we could...
We're lucky the seal held, or we'd be sucking on space by now.
Oh, she seems scared. I'm sure she didn't do it on purpose.
This is what happens when women are allowed to fly ships by themselves.
Oh, you're a pig.
Don't you talk to Trent like that.
Oh, shut up, Alice.
So then, Maisie tried to get away. But when I got up to run with her, I got all tangled up in the rods and knobs and things. And the lights started flashing and there were noises. And I thought the blooming ceiling was about to come down round me. Right scary it was.
And
I don't know. I couldn't tell up from Dan, nor my what's it from me elbow, pardon my French. Well, next thing, I'm crashing into something and I woke up here. I really am very sorry.
Oh, don't you worry yourself about that. So you were in London, yes?
Yes, Dave.
And what year was it?
Beg pardon?
What's today's date, Daisy?
It's Christmas Eve.
In what year?
1895. Why?
Well, because you may have started your journey in 1895, but you've ended up here in 2216.
22, what?
Daisy, I think the old man was telling you the truth. It seems that you, albeit by accident, travelled here in a time machine. You've travelled forward in time over 300 years.
No, sir. Not really.
Well, think about it. In 1895, did you have ships that travelled into space, to other planets?
Of course not.
And yet here you are, on a spaceship, taking passengers to a city on Mars. You travelled here from over 300 years in the past. Nobody's ever done that before.
But how do I get back? I mean, Maisie's still waiting for me. She'll be scared. I really need to get back. Can you help me?
I'll help in any way I can, but for now you just need to rest. You've taken quite a battering. We'll check on your time machine in a while. In the meantime, I'll get you another cup of tea and you can just relax.
Thank you.
Dave prints another cup of tea and hands it to Daisy, who accepts with a strained smile. Dave then heads across to the other side of the passenger area to where the others are gathered. He motions them to join him in the baggage area. Trent and Alice join him, while Max heads across to sit next to Daisy.
Hi, I'm Max.
Name's Daisy.
So I heard. I also heard you came here in a time machine.
Yes.
Max?
Sorry, Max. And I really am sorry about crashing into you and all. I've made a rotten mess of everything.
Look, I wouldn't worry about the others. Trent just fancies himself, and Alice, well, she fancies Trent. So, they might come across as obnoxious, but they're harmless. Really. Look, just try to ignore them.
And Dave?
Oh, Dave's okay. A bit dim. But I can see he likes you.
I think he's sweet.
Yeah, he's okay. But don't tell anybody I said that.
Thank you, Max.
That's okay. So, olden times. What was it like?
Mars Shuttlecraft, H2G2, baggage room. Dave, Trent and Alice gather in the baggage area.
So did you hear all of that?
Don't tell me you believe that nonsense.
You don't?
What utter tosh. A giant pile of tosh.
Okay, Trent. Then how do you think she managed to crash into the shuttle with all of its sensors, anti-collision measures, with no warning, no attempts at evasion manoeuvres? She appeared out of nowhere. It also might have escaped your attention, but this ship of hers... Well, let's see if you can tell me. What's wrong with this picture?
What, apart from the fact that some girl has wedged her ship right into our luggage area? And believe me, I will be writing a report on this at the earliest opportunity. This is her fault.
I meant, what's unusual about her ship?
As I said, what's wrong is it's wedged inside our ship.
Do you not think there's something vital missing?
No, should I?
Well, for a start, the ship has no outer shield, no skin, no hull, no protection from space. This is just a chair with a metal frame wrapped around it. The only way she could have survived getting here in this thing is if she didn't travel through space. The only logical answer to this is that she travelled here through time. She's telling the truth.
I still say she's a nightmare. I only wish we had a brig on this ship so we could throw her in it. Time travel or not, she's a liability.
Well, we don't have a brig. We don't even have controls. We're flying to Mars in a remote-controlled tin can. We're just passengers. All that's changed is that we have one more passenger. When we get to Mars, we'll sort it all out.
Too right we will.
So, are we all going to be nice to our fellow passenger?
I don't know who made you the boss of us.
Look, we still have a couple of days before we dock. Can we please all just get along? Now, I think I'm going to take a look at this mess, see if there isn't anything we can do.
There's no we here. You want to dive in amongst all that mess? That's your lookout. I'm off to relax. I am just a passenger, after all.
Yes, I think I'll come with you. We could,
But Trent has already left the room. Alice follows him sheepishly. Dave ponders the fused mess of shuttle and time machine. There are still sparks crackling within the debris. He looks closer and prods one of the mangled wires.
What the...
Unwittingly setting off a massive explosion, which tears through the entire ship and the lights go out.
Be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.